Lawyers for victims of the Oklahoma City bombing have appealed a ruling by federal judge Richard Mach that would keep bomb victims out of the courtroom during the trials of Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Federal prosecutors filed a similar motion with the 10th Circuit Court late last month. As NPR's Mark Roberts reports, rules of evidence prohibit crime victims from attending trials in which they might be called to testify.
On April 19, 1995, Dr. Paul Heath, a Veterans Administration psychologist, was standing in his office suite on the fifth floor of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. He recalls when the bomb went off, the blast ripped away the floor beneath his feet.
I was covered up almost to my neck, my shoulders, with debris and material, and a steel safe from the ninth floor landed just 3 feet from me that blew in as a result of the bombing. And all of the walls were gone between me and the bomb after I uncovered myself.
Heath says his first thought remains indelibly clear.
I prayed. I said, God, help me keep my head and get out of this alive.
15 people on the fifth floor died in the blast. Heath was one of the few victims who got out with just minor injuries. Heath now plans to watch the trials of bomb suspects Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh. Maureen Bloomer, who lost her father in the bombing, also feels she must be there.
You have to see that justice is being done, that something's being done to put guilty parties away. You have to see that it's being done by capable people to have some kind of hope that they will be put away.
But Bloomer and other victims may not be able to attend the trials. None of the victims is part of the state's case to convict the defendants. But if the suspects are found guilty, the victims want to tell their stories to the jury. A jury will decide if the suspects will be put to death or go to jail for life. But Judge Mach has ruled victims and family members of victims who watched the trials cannot testify about the impact of the crime. McVeigh defense lawyer Richard Burr.
It is almost invariably the rule in almost every case that goes to trial in state or federal court in this country that people who are potential witnesses are not allowed to attend any of the trial or pretrial proceedings.
What the defense relies on is Rule 615 from the Federal Rules of Evidence. Mimi Wesson, a criminal law professor at the University of Colorado, explains Rule 615 keeps witnesses out of the courtroom so they don't tailor their testimony to fit what they've already heard.
I think that process is often not even a conscious one. It's simply an unconscious one, and probably unavoidable. And that was the process that the drafters of the Federal Rules of Evidence were trying to guard against.
Under the law, if the defense asks to have witnesses excluded from the courtroom, Rule 615 requires the judge to do so. Wesson argues Judge Mach likely chose to follow the letter of the law to protect the defendant's rights and assure a fair trial.
I think in many ways the worst possible outcome for everyone would be for the defendants to be convicted, for them to appeal, to argue on appeal that the judge had violated their rights, for their convictions to be overturned, and for the cases to have to be returned for trial again.
But bomb victims argue the rule that excludes witnesses applies only to the guilt phase of the trial, not the part when sentencing takes place. Paul Cassell, a lawyer and law professor at the University of Utah, represents bomb blast victims. Cassell explains the victim's motion to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals calls for the court to overrule Judge Mach.
We've argued in our briefs that the victim should not be forced to make the excruciating choice between watching the trial and understanding what's going on or testifying to the jury about the impact of this crime.
But there is no case law to answer the question. Does the rule to keep witnesses out of the courtroom in the guilt phase of a trial apply if they only plan to testify in the punishment phase after a conviction? University of Colorado law professor Christopher Mueller.
Judge Mach didn't consider that question, and an appellate court might direct him to do that. That wouldn't be quite the same thing as reversing him. It would be asking him to make a decision that he hasn't yet made.
Mueller argues Judge Mach made the wrong choice to keep victim witnesses who may testify at sentencing from seeing the trial.
Well, I don't think that watching this trial would change victim impact testimony about the nature of the loss that these people have suffered. And so if the principle of Rule 615 were applied in this case, it's a bad setting, the wrong setting, to apply that principle.
Victims of the bomb blast suggest they could do videotape depositions before trial, then seal the depositions and show them later if the defendants are found guilty. But the defense could argue that sentencing shouldn't even be discussed unless and until a jury convicts the suspects. Government prosecutors declined to talk about their motion to allow victim witnesses to attend the trials. Legal experts say it's highly unusual for an appellate court to interfere with a federal judge while trial proceedings are underway. But the question, they say, must be addressed. Can crime victims watch a trial, then later testify at sentencing? I'm Mark Roberts in Denver.